So as a life coach, step number three here is going to be very transparent and easy for you to identify. You see, we've already established in step one that the only way you're ever going to be able to make tangible progress with someone in the context of a life coaching relationship is once they've made the decision to change, once they've taken responsibility for the situations or the circumstances that they find themselves in, once they are determined to no longer be the victim, but become the victor, to become the overcomer of challenges and problems. Because this is what I'm talking about when we're earlier on when I talked about the proactive mindset. The proactive mindset is one of which we're not just going to wait for the world to change, we're going to change and take control of the process through taking action. Now, when it comes to life coaching, people are going to come to you with problems. People might already come to you with problems, in fact. So if they've made a decision to change, you're going to recognize this through the action that they take. We've now identified the difference between talkers and doers. It's important that you are able to recognize and discern the difference for yourself. But how we know, how it is that we are going to know whether someone is really worth us investing into fully or not, is through the level of commitment that they make. So, for example, there will be some people who started this course, who got towards the second section and they just felt that there wasn't enough really boring, rigid information in this course. There wasn't enough theories in it, because all they were actually really interested in was theory, information, because they're talkers, not doers. You see, doers cannot operate on information alone. Doers can only operate with insight and understanding, which comes from interacting and through interacting with people who've gone there before. Hence the reason I'm sharing this section of the course last. This is the final section now. You see, because you've committed to making it to this section of the course, I'm sharing with you as openly and as rawly as possible the life coaching framework. This is it. There's nothing any more more insightful or radical or deeper than this. We've looked at beliefs, we've looked at the inside out revolution, how our thoughts, our emotions, all these sorts of things work. So those are all the blocks that can potentially get in our way. So we've got to understand that stuff, because if we don't understand that stuff, then we're never going to be able to understand the blocks that are preventing people from taking these seven steps. All right. So everything completely interlinks. I'm talking from experience here, from insight and understanding. Because you've committed to the course, you, I would suggest, are going to have a highly more probable chance of becoming successfully established as a life coach than those that turned off after section two. But this is what you're going to be looking for in your clients as well. Now, in the past, I have committed time in diaries to people, and this is just a practical step here, by the way. In the early stages of your life coaching practice, it might be the case that you operate out of a diary, through which I mean that people will phone you up or send you an email, they'll want to book sessions with you. Now, yeah, you've got to get yourself set up on directories and get a website established and all that kind of stuff. And there's courses out there that can explain to you how to do all that sort of thing as well. That's not really what this course is about, as you're most likely aware by now. But when someone comes to you for coaching, if they book your time, and they might come week one, week two, then they'll miss a week, then they'll come week four, then they'll miss a week, and then they'll have a couple of weeks holiday, and then they'll say, oh, but I'm really busy and I just can't come this week. If someone's making excuses, it's going to be for one of two reasons. Reason number one is because they were never fully committed in the first place, because they hadn't actually made a decision to change. It was just a nice idea. Or number two is that you're just giving them information and not any actionable insight. So it's either going to be on you or it's going to be on them. But commitment is a sign of maturity, persistence, perseverance. If you're not seeing that in someone, then realistically you can't trust them. And it's important that you understand this, because if you continue to spend time with someone who's not fully committed, Well, guess what their response is going to be when you aren't the one who's able to fix their life magically for them. They're going to come against you. They're going to slander you. When it comes to them speaking to other people about their life coaching experience, guess who they're going to recommend not to go to? You. It's important that we're completely aware of this stuff, that we're able to recognize when people are fully committed to the process of self-discovery, self-betterment, and those who aren't. Because if people are just waiting for you to fix them, then they've not taken responsibility for their own lives. It's crucial that we understand this. So, if you're able to see that someone has committed to the process of life coaching, then you can give them exercises, the life balance questionnaire. You could print off and give them a copy of the life planning workbook, give them what you want between sessions. And see at the start of each session, they're going to come to you having completed it. And they're going to come to you with questions, which makes your role as the life coach very, very easy. I promise you, it does. When people are self-governing and they're actively looking for ways in which they can move forward in life, all they're looking for is a little bit of input and a little bit of guidance. Your role is just to discern where it is that they are so that you can ask appropriate questions when necessary and when appropriate that are just going to offer them a secondary alternative perspective onto the issue or the block or the challenge or the hurdle that they perceive that's holding them back. So when someone's committed to the life coaching process, I personally, as a life coach, will fully commit to them because this is the reason why I do what I do, and it's probably a partial reason why you want to go down this road too. You can only ever commit to people to the degree of which they're willing to commit to you. This is the principle of the harvest. What you sow, you reap. What they sow, they reap. And you cannot want more for other people than what they already want for themselves. So this stuff is gold. It's come through years of experience, years of getting it wrong and making drastic mistakes. I've made all these mistakes. I'm sharing them with you right here so that you don't have to on into the future. So there is another little article attached to this video you can download, read through, just me being honest. And again, we'll look forward to seeing you again in the next clip.